Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the crazy to happen in running this week. This week's stories include insanity at Big's Backyard Ultra, Hilly Goat returns to form, and Killian Jr.? We have to begin this week with the most watched ultra marathon of the weekend and possibly the year thus far. In a hotly contested and stacked field, Big's Backyard Ultra went down in a not just big way, but a huge way. It came down to just two competitors after 65 hours on course. Courtney DeWalter and Johan Steen were the final two. In a final blitz, were trading blows of the 4.1667-mile lap course, running some of the fastest laps of the race near the end. After the 66th hour and accumulating 275 miles, Johan appeared to break Courtney by completing his 67th lap a full 10 minutes faster. When Laz made the call to return to the start, it was only Johan who emerged and made the victory lap around the course one more time. Let's rewind and take a deep dive into the event. The race started with 69 on the first lap and drops came quick. Derek Murphy was out after one, and last year's runner-up Harvey Lewis was a surprise drop after four laps, although he did run the AT this summer. Jeremy Ebel was another surprise early drop, lasting just 17 hours and 70.8 miles. When we got to the Elite Eight, I was hardly surprised. Dave Johnston of Alaska, winner of the Iditarod 350, a personal best of 5:50 in 6 days, he lasted 43 hours. Maggie Guterl was next to fall at 44 hours, and Joe Fijis, who's gone over 600 miles in 6 days, was next also. The top five were strong through 225 miles, until a tendon injury took out last year's champ, Guillaume Calmettis. Greg Salveson, who would last just two more, pulling in 233 miles total. So, there it is. Johan Steen of Stockholm, Sweden is your lone finisher of Big's Backyard Ultra, with 283 miles, a new event record, and surely one of the best ultramarathon battles in modern times. I'm sure they'll be talking about this one for a long time to come, or I guess till next year when someone breaks 300. In a recent article posted to The Telegraph, they explain that cross-country running could make an Olympic return in Paris in 2024, seeking out the world's toughest runner. They're trying to jazz up the traditional cross-country race, which typically takes place over a dirt or grass surface, with some undulating hills, by adding mud pits, extreme steep bits, sand stretches, and a 50-meter food and drink-filled cheering tent? I mean, you serious, Olympics? This manufactured experience will not prove who's the world's toughest. You only have to scroll back a couple minutes in this show to find that out. As for non-track or road running in the Olympics, why not just pick a short distance trail race and work to broadcast the whole thing? I'm sure using natural obstacles or a mountain or trail would be a better fit, but what do I know? If you're looking to craft the perfect trail running runner offspring using the best genes available to us as a sport currently, who would you pick as parents? Okay, I'm just gonna answer this one for you. And guess what? It's really happening. Congratulations to Killian Jornet and Emily Forsberg on their forthcoming firstborn. They announced via social media they are having a winter baby. This probably helps explain why she pulled the plug on Pike's Peak back in August. As for Killian, he's been a bit off as well. Maybe he's experiencing some sympathetic pregnancy symptoms? Anyways, he dropped from UTMB in August and then most recently from the Golden Trail final at the Otter Trail. He had been quite dominant earlier in the summer. What's up, Killian? Maybe time for some rest and easy skiing through the winter as you prepare to be a dad. As for the winners of the Otter Trail, Holly Page of the UK came away with a win and new course record. She bested Ruth Croft by less than a minute. Since Ruth focused more on the entire series, she came away with the series win. For the men, Bartholomew Przewoski of Poland destroyed the field and course record with a win in 3 hours 40 minutes, followed by Mark Lundstein of Switzerland. As far as the series totals go, Stian Agerman-Vik of Norway took the win. We've got a new FKT to highlight, but this one is in Germany. The Grüner Ring is a 100k loop around Hamburg and was set by the duo Patrick George and Michael Mankus in 11 hours 51 minutes. Is it just me or does this look like it has race listed all over it? Next, we move to some weekend race results, starting with the largest 100 mile foot race in the world. And no, it's not UTMB. We're talking about Diagonal Dafu, located in the Indian Ocean on Reunion Island. This 165-kilometer race, which is also known as Grand Raid Reunion, saw 1,962 finishers and almost 2,400 starters. The race is almost entirely made up of French and local Reunion Island runners, with the top 13 spots going to the French. It was Benoit Garandel and Francois Den as your co-victors in 2318. Can anyone tell me what's wrong with this photo? All right, just playing. If they want to hold hands, they can certainly do so. As for the ladies, it was Jocelyn Pauly of, you guessed it, France, with the win in 2854. Another fast 100-mile time this week on a Rails to Trails course. This one took place at the Ghost Train 100 in New Hampshire, where Alexander Jinks won in 13 hours, 29 minutes. Nice. The course repeats some 7.5 miles of the trail out and back, where you can run any multiples of 15 miles for your race distance. They even say you can go more, but it appears no one did this year. The Fall 50 took place in Door County, Wisconsin on a cold, rainy, and even snowy day. Got to shout out my bro, Nick Curry, for taking the win here and running a 6-hour flat time. Nice, dude. Hilly Goat Hillary Allen, a bit over a year removed from her mountain running accident last summer, seems to be progressing quite well. She ran the North Face Endurance Challenge Series Chile at the 80-kilometer distance and not only won the women's race, but placed third overall. And this was no easy course. The 50-miler had over 18,000 feet of climb. Damn. While also racing the 80K in Chile, Dean Karnazes, aka Ultramarathon Man, tore some muscles and broke a toe, landing himself in the hospital, apparently a first for the veteran of the sport. Heal up, Dean. The Ultra Trail World Tour is quickly coming to a close for 2019. Cappadocia Ultra Trail in Turkey features a unique 119K distance across some stunning terrain. The race up front was pretty close, with Andrea Macchi of Italy taking the win at 11:12, while Marcus Scotney of the UK was 19 minutes back. Marilyn Nikolova of Bulgaria took the ladies' win in 13:14, with Kalinova Alexandra of Russia second, 10 minutes back. And this finally brings us to the next race in the Ultra Trail World Tour, coming to Arizona for the Javelina 100. This 5-loop course in the desert outside Phoenix is looking to be a warm one, as always. As temperatures are forecast to be in the upper 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Look for returning champ Patrick Reagan to lead the men's field, although he will have a few contenders. Sondre Omdal of Norway is a strong competitor. He was fourth at the World Ultra Trail World Tour in 2015. The Mako Show will be towing the line, coming off a couple recent wins at road marathons. That's the kind of running that should do well going into Javelina. Masters runner Thomas Rees has some leg speed with a third place finish in Mad City this year, 7:58 and 3:32 50K at Jet Smith. Pima Pirate Sion Lubowitz is also returning after his fifth place last year. On the ladies' side, late entrant Darcy Piquet should be a favorite, along with 2016 Javelina winner Dana Anderson. Adela Salt will return to Arizona after her first place finish in Mogollon Monster last year. And Simona Morbelli of Italy brings in some international flair. She was second at Leadville in 2017. And as a final word about Javelina, Outhouse Nation, be sure to come say hi to myself, Maya Ray Ray, Skylar, and Michael Carson. The whole Mountain Outpost / Mountain Outhouse team will be in attendance. Be happy to pose in an outhouse selfie with y'all. If you can't find me, take one anyways. And send us your best Javelina Outhouse selfie with the hashtag Javelina Outhouse, and we'll feature them in next week's episode. And with that, thanks for tuning into episode 116 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, and we appreciate you very much, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jams eyeball sunglasses, link below. Have a week.
Thank you.